Number 106. A close-knit family. You can choose your friends, but you can't choose your family. Well, Kismet has been kind to me because I'm proud of my kindred. My love for them is not labored, and so I do not now seek to write a lampoon of them. It's a big, close-knit family, and we all have know-how in different areas. My father and little brother both have a knack for computers. My elder brother has achieved kudos as a footballer. My middle brother, laconic but not unfriendly, is a civil engineer. My sister is a marketing executive. My mother is a retired teacher who now wakes early every morning to knead fresh bread, though her real role is to continue to knead the family ties so our bonds remain strong and elastic. I lament the passing of childhood, those hyperkinetic days when we five would play at soldiers at the grassed-over landfill where once thriving mines produced lackluster tin. We would use each knoll as a landmark, each knotty fence-post as a boundary, each muddy puddle as a mysterious lagoon, and we would pretend the area in between was some kind of secret labyrinth, requiring laborious lambasting to strike a path through to the enemy lair, where our foe would be caught and kippered over a blazing fire. As one of the babies, it was my fate to be a lackey, and my little brother and I would always lag behind, holding fearsome lances made of fragile twigs. We would finally return home covered in lacerations from the razor-sharp bracken that would lacerate our ankles better than any lancet and await the arrival of the ice cream van delivering lactic treats. Later, we all worked at the same news kiosk, selling and delivering newspapers. Because of our closeness, we were known as the Mafia, but never because of any knavery on our part. Indeed, we were members of the laity at our church, and we were there kneeling every Sunday. It's lamentable that life is so labile, and so the knell has sounded on those days, and I have stepped out into this at times lachrymose world, where I must learn to recognize the throngs of kleptomaniacs and other knaves. But I won't be a laggard. People who come from landlocked countries where life is lackadaisical don't understand the need of island folk to go out and explore the world. Though I am now but one, I feel my family travel with me, as though our shared experiences were pressed into a single laminate, or woven into a single piece of exquisite lace.